Hi everyone, welcome to Wyoming Through New Eyes. My name is Carol Ann, and I am studying communications here at University of Wyoming.
Hi all, my name is Taylor. I'm also a student here at the University of Wyoming, and I am majoring in wildlife and fisheries biology and management.
Like I said, we both attend UW. We actually met first year, first day of school, when they forced us all to make friends. I made a friend. Her name is Taylor. But we're both part of the Honors College, and as part of the Honors College, we complete a end of college career capstone. And rather than writing a 10-page paper, no judgment to those who choose to write a giant paper. Papers are great, way to go. But we wanted to do something a little more exciting and a little more interactive than just writing a bunch of words.
Yes. Big shout out, first of all, to the University of Wyoming Residence Halls for sticking us in the same community and so that we had the room to become best friends freshman year. And because of that, this project has been born. There are a lot of amazing places here in Wyoming beyond Laramie, where the University of Wyoming is. And you get to see a lot of those places on social media, but there are a lot of spots in Wyoming that I think really need a little more love, places that are still maybe considered tourist attractions, but sometimes you need to seek those things out. I grew up near Devil's Tower myself. Devil's Tower is the first national monument in Wyoming, and visiting places in Wyoming like that and other places, places that are full of natural wonder, that's always been one of my favorite things to do, something that really lights a passion in me. Places that are really close to my heart and that have stayed with me for years after visiting are some of the places we started with when we wanted to put this project together and it began to take shape. So, for example, in the course of this project, you guys are going to hear a little bit about Sinks Canyon State Park, various petroglyph sites around the state, and about my home, of course, Devil's Tower, and that's just a little bit of a taste. So I hope you guys listen to our upcoming episodes to kind of figure out a little bit more about what we're about and hear about these great, awesome places.
Yes. We actually created a website to provide ease of navigation for you. So this website does have lots of information about us. It has who we are, where we're from. In addition, there's a couple folders full of pictures of our trips. For example, our first trip to Lander and Thermopolis, which, shameless plug, is going to be next episode. There are tons of pictures of us being our goofy road tripping selves that were stuck in a car for 4 hours. So we got out and took a break next to some grass, which was great. But if you want to see all of those pictures, you feel free to log onto our website. Our website's going to be tkandcwuwcapstone.wordpress.com. It's our initials, uwcapstone.wordpress.com. Again, like I said, it's a great place to check out our upcoming episodes, check out pictures. If you also want to learn about the UW Honors Program, there's a link to that as well, which they're the ones who are helping us through this podcast, and we couldn't do it without them. So thank you, Peter Perlin and Jocelyn Cassidy. Appreciate you guys.
Just a little bit about our process in choosing this project. Like we said, we're required to keep this honors capstone before we graduate. This is Carol Ann and I's last semester of undergraduate study. Carol Ann was actually just accepted into a graduate program, so big shout out to her.
No, stop it.
But one of the greatest things about the honors capstone is that it can take shape in any way that you really want to create something that will add to the world. So you can write an opera, you can write that 10-page paper. We wanted to create a podcast and really kind of sink our teeth into this idea of we spent the past 4 years in the Honors College learning how to find common ground with people and think in ways that brings in things other than just our chosen disciplinary areas. We're learning to think outside of our own discipline. Like I said earlier, I was born and raised in Wyoming. I've spent a lot of time experimenting, exploring Wyoming. I've always been interested in animals and in science, which translated into me getting a degree in wildlife biology. My parents are both teachers within the state of Wyoming who have both lived and worked in Wyoming their entire lives, and it was always really important to them that I have a really healthy appreciation of Wyoming, of all the beauty and all of the opportunities it has to offer, and that really sort of translated in my college years into wanting to share all of those amazing things with all of my friends that came from different places to Laramie to study.
Yeah, I'm originally from Colorado Springs, so I'm not from Wyoming. I just kind of fell in love with Laramie, which is where UW is located, when I drove up here on a spontaneous road trip with my mom. So I fell in love with Laramie, but the places I've been in Wyoming, they're limited to the Chick-fil-A located in Cheyenne, hashtag waffle fries. They're also limited to Douglas High School for a field trip and Taylor's House. That's all I got. Sorry, guys. but that was the idea behind this podcast, is Taylor's been everywhere and I've been nowhere. So between the two of us, we're on average doing just fine.
There are a lot of great things here in Wyoming. And while our podcast is going to be focused on some of the lesser known places around Wyoming, we do want to really quickly acknowledge some of those really popular places in Wyoming that we and others recommend. These places are great. You should absolutely visit these places too.
Transitioning into that, we actually decided that this episode would be a perfect idea to do a top three countdown of the best places to go in Wyoming. These are not sponsored. We do not get paid on behalf of any of the websites that we will mention, but we just like to give you as listeners an avenue that if you're driving through Wyoming or if you're taking a vacation here, what you should see according to some of the most popular travel sites, in addition to Taylor's brain, what she thinks you should see too. So according to multiple websites like TravelWyoming.com, Trips to Discover, PlanetWare, Attractions of America, and our personal knowledge, these are the top three places to visit in Wyoming.
Number three of one of those bigger places is Cody, Wyoming. A lot of websites and myself personally recommend visiting the Buffalo Bill Center of the West while you're there. This is one of my favorite places in Wyoming because the Buffalo Bill Center of the West has five museums contained within its building: the Buffalo Bill Museum, the Plains Indian Museum, the Cody Firearms Museum, the Whitney Western Art Museum, and my personal favorite as a natural sciences person, the Draper Natural History Museum. Cody as a town was founded in 1896 by Colonel William F. Buffalo Bill Cody, and there are lots of chances in this town to catch a glimpse of life back in the frontier days, as well as see some of these really spectacular feats of nature. And if you guys are at all interested about this, please visit www.codychamber.org/visit-cody.
All right, that brings us to silver medal number two, is going to be Grand Teton National Park. According to TravelWyoming.com, Grand Teton National Park has 310,000 acres full of mountains, lakes, meadows, and other natural phenomena. This park also has a history of going back 11,000 years, so you're going to find different cultures like Native American cultures, American explorers, settler cultures. This is a great place to go if you're just looking for a great outdoor experience. I will also note that the pictures, if you Google Grand Teton National Park, make great screensavers. They're really, really pretty to look at. I have not been here, but I really do want to go here at some point. But I've heard from lots of travel sites that this is the place to go.
Absolutely, I have to agree. But to no one's surprise, number one on our list here is Yellowstone National Park, which was the first national park here in the U.S. Yellowstone is really just incredibly spectacular. There are over 2 million acres of public land. There's so many cool places to visit. There's so many cool wildlife species to spot. Growing up and going to Yellowstone in the summer was a staple of my childhood. I've been to Yellowstone probably more than 10 times at this point, and I wouldn't dream of claiming that I've seen all it has to offer. And even the things that you have seen in Yellowstone are worth seeing more than once or again and again. Old Faithful, Lamar Valley, the Grand Prismatic Spring, Mammoth Hot Springs, getting to see a grizzly bear or a moose or a wolf pack, all of those things, the list goes on, and everyone should check it out at least once in their lifetime. I'm one of those lucky folks that has seen a grizzly bear every time that I've gone to Yellowstone.
I can't believe you've seen that many grizzly bears. I'm really mad about that, actually. I want to see one.
When I was 11, my mother was holding a school trip. Like I said, she was a teacher, and my dad drove us up to see her on my birthday when I turned 11, and they happened to be in Yellowstone, and we saw 11 bears that one day. It was perhaps the greatest birthday ever, especially for someone who grew up to major in wildlife biology.
Yeah, that's not fair at all. I'm very jealous. Although the first image that pops into my mind is, you know, like Brother Bear, the scene where they're like at the salmon run and they're telling stories. You can't prove that that wasn't real based off of Taylor's story. 11 bears, they're all telling stories. that case in point, bears. Anyway.
All right. Well, these spots are all incredible, and these are just some of those big ticket spots we've talked about in Wyoming. For the purposes of this podcast, we've chosen some more of the off-the-grid locations to visit that really only require a weekend or a day's drive. Each episode of this podcast is aiming to do a deep dive into a place that Caroline and I visited in the past year or so, and what we thought about those places. We're going to break down the history, some of the scientific specifics about each place to show what we know and what we've learned. These trips are about traveling together and making memories, finding each other's differences and similarities, and comparing them through the lens of seeing a state we both love in really different ways.
These opinions and recommendations that we've said, all of the travel websites that we've mentioned, they are not our own. They do belong to those websites. The places we chose to visit actually do reflect our personal beliefs and attitudes as college students here at UW. We do not wish to discourage people from visiting Yellowstone or Grand Teton or Cody, Wyoming, or the Buffalo Bill Museum, for that matter.
Absolutely. Everyone should go see those things, and that's why we put them in this first episode. But after this, we're kind of going to take a little dive off of the road most traveled, and we're going to see some of those things that not everyone maybe stops along the road to see.
Exactly. We'd conducted all the research on this episode in a professional manner, but all of the opinions reflected on the show are exactly that. They're just opinions of 21-year-old college students. We're kind of overdosing on caffeine and underappreciating our sleep. So, you know. Anyway, if any of the places we've talked about interest you, check out the links to all of the websites on our website. We'll have travelwyoming.com and all of the other sites available to you. In addition, you can check out other episodes, pictures of our trips. There's the link to the UW Honors College. Once again, our website is going to be tkandcwuwcapstone.wordpress.com.
Before we wrap up this podcast, I would just like to give a quick shout out to our project advisor for this podcast, Ms. Maggie Bourquet, who is in the Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources here at the University of Wyoming. Without her guidance and some of her recommendations on photojournalism, how to research this project appropriately, and how to put together some information on scientific communication, we would have been really lost. And with that, we're signing off for this episode. Thank you so much, and until next time.